You're listening to the Feed Your Wild podcast, a conscious lifestyle show about all things nourishing for your body, mind, and soul. I'm Vanessa Rodriguez, and join me for candid conversations with changemakers, exploring health and wellness, food as medicine, intuition and spirituality, and nature-based practices that will transform your health and feed all parts of your wild self. Hey, welcome back to Feed Your Wild. I'm your host and intuitive nourishment guide. Today and every episode, Vanessa Rodriguez, and I'm excited to dive into this part two of a little series that I'm creating on the alchemy of becoming a new earth intuitive healer. If you did not hear part one, that was released last week, and I encourage you to go over there and tune in because it kind of sets the tone and stage for this particular episode and these themes. In that episode, I walked you through one essential component that, in my humble opinion, you must have in order to practice intuitive healing in the highest and most holistic way, and it is through an alchemical lens. Now, this is a multi-part discussion that I am continuing today. We are laying it all out, this deeply alchemical process of becoming a healer and of healing in general. And in that last episode, I also share a little bit of my personal history navigating that particular essential element or lack thereof in my work, as well as ways that you can dive deeper into your alchemical process in becoming an intuitive healer and in healing in general. So go back over and listen to that if you haven't. Today, we are continuing this discussion of these essential components and this alchemical process. This particular component that we're going to go into is fitting, very timely in the time that this podcast episode is released, in that we have entered Gemini season. Last week, we started Gemini season, and Gemini, the beautiful astrological twins as the archetype, is ruled by Mercury, Mercury, the messenger god. And that is exactly what we are diving into today, is this element, this principle of Mercury through the alchemical lens. Last week, we talked a lot about soul and your energetic essence and signature. This week, I want to go more deeply into you as a channel, as a messenger, and as the bridge between worlds. As a new earth intuitive healer, it is critical that not only are we connected to and tapping into our soul essence and divine energies and information, but it's also critical that we bring that down to earth. Because ultimately, that's the point. And there is no healing if it does not involve you here on the 3D realm, the material plane, right? On Earth school, that's the whole point, really, of being here. So when we talk about healing, we have to acknowledge that healing, true holistic healing, happens on a multi-dimensional level. And not only is it involving the soul essence, the energetic healing that is required, but we are also bringing and bridging that back to Earth, back to our bodies. And along the way, receiving the gifts, the knowledge, the codes for deeper healing through our mind and spirit. So here we're looking at you as a messenger and a channel. This is your unique mind, and you could say in connection with the greater mind and spirit consciousness. In alchemy, as I'd mentioned, this would be Mercury. So this encompasses your intellect, your voice and communication, imagination, moral judgment, and higher mental faculties. This, of course, also includes your thoughts, your beliefs, your consciousnesses, so subconsciousness and your waking consciousness. To the alchemists, Mercury represented the omnipresent spirit of life. And the elements connected to Mercury are air and water. So there is this fluidity, this fluid state and in motion, that this quality that's connected to Mercury. It was believed that Mercury could transcend liquid and solid states and also the cycle of life and death, forming a bridge between the body and the soul. To the ancient Greeks and Romans, Mercury was personified through the gods Mercury and Hermes. Mercury and Hermes were the messenger gods, serving as the bridge between the creator and the created. Mercury and Hermes were seen as a symbol of the spirit of truth hidden on earth, given to mankind by the gods. And to the alchemists of today, Mercury is the art of transmutation personified. Mercury has this more receptive, passive, we could say yin or feminine divine nature that allows the alchemist to transform one's life and live more in harmony with the laws of nature. Mercury rules communication and mediation between worlds. And in astrology, the planet Mercury rules Gemini and Virgo, and it influences the nerves, speech and hearing, as well as the respiratory system and the gut-brain communication and thyroid. Mercury has to do with your unique voice, your vantage point, and the way that you make sense of things. Without Mercury, without your message and you as an embodied, aligned channel and bridge between worlds, there is no possibility of heaven on earth. In order to be that new earth intuitive healer, we have to embody Mercury, embody that divine messenger quality, which takes a lot of guts, right? There is so much wounding around voice, our voice, our throat chakra, the fifth chakra. We have been so wounded, especially those in more marginalized groups, women. We have had so much violence against our voice, our truth, and our power, quite literally the power that manifests through our word and us as channels. Because think about it, it's pretty fucking powerful to have somebody fully embody their capacity for bridging worlds, for being a channel, for deep healing and truths with a capital T to be shared. Your ability to embody this principle of Mercury in your life and your work is directly connected to your mind and the greater spirit, spirit consciousness. So that means we have to do as healers, if you want to continue to show up in a fully aligned and fully expressed way, we have to continue to do the deep inner work of healing that is required, which is a lifestyle. It's not something that is, oh, one and done and I'm healed and now I can go forth and heal others. That's a story that's not true. There isn't any fully healed person unless perhaps you have completely reached enlightenment. And at that point, you would have ascended, I'm assuming. But we are here to learn, to feel, to act, to play out what is in store for us at the karmic level. And while we are on Earth School, we are also invited to step forward and claim our gifts, claim our place, our sacred place and space as ourselves, fully expressed. So Mercury in that way is not only connected to all levels of your consciousness, of your mind, right? So including the what you could call limiting beliefs or the insidious programs that are running that are not serving you, at least anymore. Part of embodying yourself as a messenger and embodying this mercurial nature, it's about doing that deep work, the shadow work, the work of integration and deep healing of these aspects of ourselves that are in some way holding us back. It's about cultivating wholeness through acceptance. And yes, there is also spiritual clearing that is often indicated. I have not met a single person that doesn't have something that is causing static or interference that would be benefited from a clearing or transmutation and transformation of whatever was the source of that static or interference. So we all have that work to do. And the more that we lean into that and we say yes to the very often challenging work of looking at ourselves deeply in the mirror, looking at our shadows, and at the collective level, looking at the shadows on the collective level, which are really, really big, that's the critical work that we must do in this alchemical part of the process involving Mercury, your mind, spirit, and your message. As a new Earth intuitive healer, you are also called to share your words, share your truth, and to act acts of devotion, your services. And if you are not connected to that yourself, then how are you going to be able to share that with others or show up in a fully integrated and authentic way? So the work starts with us, with you internally. And when you put in the focus, attention, presence, and yes, time and resources to embody a clear channel and to be that divine messenger, then you can show up in your work, your practice, your service in this powerful way as that powerful channel that receives and delivers intuitive and intellectual information with more ease. There is more clarity, not just in your work and your mission and your services and your communication, so being able to speak clearly and with your unique voice. There's also clarity in your mind and spirit, so at various levels of consciousness, so you're no longer holding yourself back. You can develop your unique voice, which is a vibrational resonance that is solely yours, and that is recognizable in the ears of those that are meant to hear your message and be connected with you. You essentially become a divine conduit for your unique form of medicine, for deep medicine that runs through you and moves through you as that unique channel, and there's nothing like it in the world. And because you've done this clearing work and this transformation work on this mind level, you have the beliefs and the subconscious structure to support your mission, to support your voice and the acts of devotion, which ultimately lead to manifesting your reality. So when we look at voice, especially through the human design lens, the throat center is the pivotal point of manifestation. It's our manifestation center. And it is known throughout the ages, the power of the word. And when you combine the word with 100% alignment, with a clear channel and a divinely supported message and intention, it leads to the manifestation of miracles. There can be a lot of pushback on this from internal voices, and maybe you're experiencing this right now. Like, well, who am I? What do I have to say that is powerful? Or who's going to listen to me? Or I'm afraid to share my truth because XYZ. Or maybe you feel that your message is not unique enough or is not special enough. And I am here to tell you, you, as someone who is listening to this podcast episode, are a healer. Even if you aren't in, you know, so-called practice or as a profession, if you are still listening to this and you are resonating at some level with what I am saying, you are a healer. And you are a divine messenger through your healership. Maybe your healership looks different than what we would conventionally call healing. None of that really matters. The modalities, the methods, the areas that you might be working in, none of that really matters. What matters is that you open yourself and allow the possibility that you are a divine messenger and you are divinely guided. And in that vein, you have a unique message and medicine for the world. And there's no one else in the world that is meant to deliver your message and medicine the way that you do. Nobody. I have worked with so many practitioners who struggle with what we would call imposter syndrome or this imposter phenomenon. And that's why I created a workshop called Overcoming Imposter Syndrome for all of my intuitives and healers. And if you're interested in diving into that, it's really affordable. It's only $27. I'll link it up below. But I go much deeper into the blocks and like what imposter syndrome is all about. That whole conversation is happening in that workshop. So I encourage you to check that out if you feel like, you know what, I think that's what's going on here for me right now. And it's holding you back from really taking the steps forward on your path as a healer. Take it as your divine homework to go through that workshop. We go through some intuitive exercises, and there is a lot that you can learn about yourself in this process and also some practical takeaways that you can implement right away. But this isn't a commercial for my imposter syndrome workshop. That's just one resource for you if you do feel like, you know what, this is something that I am struggling with when you're talking about these things. If you feel very uncomfortable when I start saying, share your voice, share your truth, share your medicine, then you might want to look at what might be going on there, what's holding you back. Now, Vanessa, you might ask, how do I embody this divine messenger archetype or the Mercury principle in my work when I feel like I'm disconnected or I don't know what my truth is? I don't know what my message is. And I'm here to tell you, you won't know until you know. At least that's been my experience. All you need to do is show up and say yes and have the intention to open up and communicate with the divine. Communicate with your higher self, with your truth, with the Akasha, with the greater collective mind and spirit, and with your own body. Start a conversation. That's where it begins. Then you start pulling the thread, and more will be revealed and refined and revealed and refined and forever on this cycle, because we are always evolving. Yet there is a core golden thread that is woven through all of our different stages and phases and seasons of our lives, and even of our identities and embodiments. As you move through them, you will be able to begin to identify what that is. But it honestly starts with attention, paying attention, holding the intention in your heart, and saying yes to this task and pulling that thread. For many of you, it might be practicing utilizing your voice. What are some things that you've been holding back? That because you have held it back, you've literally bit your tongue and it's kicking you in the ass, or it's causing extra pain, or maybe there are ways that it's showing up that you're not even aware that it's connected to that. I want you to create some space to sit with that, to contemplate. What is within me that wants to be spoken? What have I been holding back? How have I been betraying myself because I've either denied my truth, have not spoken my truth, or I've taken on somebody else's truth and it's just not a fit? Now, I also want to acknowledge that, especially in our past, in our history, but absolutely in current times, we can be in situations where it's dangerous to share our truth. I mean, I think we saw this very clearly during the height of the pandemic. So much censorship, so much fighting back and forth, so much vehement abuse, people turning on each other because they were sharing their truth, cancel culture, the whole thing. We still live in that. So yeah, it could be really scary to show up, to be seen, to be heard, and to share what is very often very vulnerable as your truth. I also have to say, it is one of the most profoundly healing acts we can do as humans for ourselves and for others. Because not only are you quite literally healing yourself when you are speaking your truth consistently, but you are also healing others because they are witness to that. They can see themselves in you, and it gives permission for them to do so. It gives them permission to be who they are. And how wonderful of a gift is that? So the New Earth Intuitive Healer is that divine messenger, is the mercurial god flying between worlds, the shapeshifter that is fluid and adaptable, the bridge between the soul and the body, the gods, the divine, and the earthly realm. The New Earth Intuitive Healer embodies the art of transmutation because we heal by being healed. So one of the hallmarks of this principle of alchemy is healer, heal thyself. There are many ways to begin to practice embodying this divine messenger and to become the bridge, become that clear channel. So many things that we can be doing or working on or even just contemplating. For those who are interested in more of the nourishment aspect, there are supportive mercurial herbs, including parsley, licorice, elecampane, fennel, and oregano. Those are some of my favorites. As you could see, those are opening up through their beautiful aromatic nature, the senses, the throat, licorice being so healing and soothing for the throat. So a lot of these being very much connected to our throat center. For those who are feeling like there are certain things in the unseen that are holding you back, maybe it's shadow work. Maybe it's going into the trenches of your subconscious and healing at that level. For others, maybe it's simply opening up your channels. Practices like automatic writing, tapping into the Akashic records, chanting, literally opening up that channel of communication to practice and to also see what wants to come through. We can always start with placing our hands over our heart, tuning in, dropping into that heart space, and simply asking, what wants to be said? What is my unique message and truth? I encourage you to follow what feels right for you with this one, but really set the intention to engage with one or more of these practices. And I would love to hear from you what you discover as one of your core truths. And this brings me to a very exciting surprise announcement. In honor of Gemini season and this topic of Mercury and your divine message and channel, I'm opening up doors for a very limited time with a special discount to my Feed Your Wild Voice program. This is one of my core foundational programs. It currently is only available if you join us inside of the Wildly Intuitive Practitioner Pathway, but I am feeling called to open back doors to just this program alone. And if you choose to step into this program, which is a self-study version, it's all online, virtual, do it at your own pace, you get lifetime access. So pay once and you basically have it forever, or at least the life of the program. And this program is essentially, and I'm not exaggerating when I say this, it's the culmination of over a decade of experience on a personal, a deeply personal and professional level on tending to and nourishing the throat center and your voice. So for those of you who have a deep sense that your voice matters and you have an important message to share with the world, but maybe you don't know what it is yet, or you have so many inner voices, it's hard to discern what is actually your true inner voice. And maybe you're struggling with real physical issues with your throat and voice. Maybe it's chronic throat or oral challenges, such as thyroid issues, dental challenges, sinus infection, all of that fun stuff. Maybe you struggle with communication, voice loss, stumbling over your words, or you feel a sense of disconnection from your higher self, from your intuition. Maybe you're too busy being a voice for others with no time or energy left for you, and you're done with playing small and diminishing your own opinion and creative expression for the sake of others. I've worked with so many beautiful souls that keep their truth hidden, consciously or not, and yet are here to step out in a big way to share their gifts and their voice. So many of you have reached out recently asking if I'm ever going to open up doors again to my signature program. that supports one of the most important centers of this time, your throat center. So I've opened up a surprise flash sale of my course, Feed Your Wild Voice. This is outside of our normal public enrollment periods. I don't even have this available anymore. And not only can you get started with bringing healing and harmony to your voice and throat center on a body, mind, soul level immediately, but also at a highly discounted price. Why am I doing this? Well, I have seen a huge need for this right now. We are at a pivotal time in our collective healing, and we need all hands and voices on deck to create the more beautiful world that we know is possible. I started teaching this a few years ago because I was guided to bring all the ways I've supported myself in healing my own voice, bridging the science and spirituality to my clients and audience. What I didn't anticipate was that hundreds of you would show up to the first workshop, then hundreds more the following year, and then the pandemic hit. My big why is that I needed to help people that were like me, that were feeling stuck, disconnected, and even disempowered, and show that we could speak our truth to ourselves and with others without fear. And not just without fear, but with confidence and clarity. I'm not sure what your situation is today, but I want to ask you one question. How would it look and how would it feel to embody the aligned, authentic, mercurial, divine messenger that you are? How would that shift things in your life? I really want you to think about that. My highest intention and prayer with my program, and the whole reason why I created Feed Your Wild Voice, was to bring the resources, the information, the knowledge, and the tools to support you in nourishing your throat center and cultivating your powerful voice. Because we need your unique song in this greater collective harmonious choir that is singing in a new earth. If you're feeling that this is resonating with you, then go over to wildlyrooted.com/feed-your-wild-voice. The doors will only be open until Thursday, June 1st, and you'll save $222 before the price goes up again. So go over and check it out. If you have any questions at all, feel free to reach out to me. You can DM me over on Instagram. I'm at Wildly Rooted. And you can also email me, hello@wildlyrooted.com. I do want to share also, last week I had mentioned that my friend Seja Popham from the School of Evolutionary Herbalism is teaching his herbal alchemy training sessions. And they're amazing. They honestly, he goes so deep with this, and it is so aligned with this topic and this alchemical process of becoming a new earth intuitive healer. So last week, his training was all around demystifying alchemy, which will give you an even deeper sense of the process that we're talking about here. And he also released a lesson on the art of spagyrics, how to make your own spagyrics, which is a method of herbal preparation from the tradition of alchemy. And this is a missing key from modern herbal medicine, the bridge between the chemistry and the spirits of the plants, the merging of that science and esoteric side of herbalism. Seja makes spagyrics and sells them himself. I have utilized them personally and have also worked with them with clients. They're incredible. And he teaches a little bit about the process, what they are, and step-by-step instructions for how to make your own, which is pretty rare to find, honestly, out there in the interwebs. So that was the last lesson. And then today, he's opening up his third lesson of the herbal alchemy training, where you'll get the alchemical herbalism blueprint. And in this session, he reveals a map that outlines the connections between humans and the elements, the planets, and the grand cosmology of nature that's really at the core of alchemy. So you know I'm all about the astrology and the cosmic perspective and connections, and alchemy includes all of that and more. This is a really awesome lesson. I highly encourage you to check that out as well. You can go over to wildlyrooted.com/herbalalchemy to sign up for those and to catch up on all the lessons. In the next and final part of this three-part series of the alchemy of becoming a new earth intuitive healer, I will be revealing the third and last component of this alchemical process. This one is a biggie, and I'm really excited to share. So stay tuned for our next one. And until then, sending all my love. Be well.